Go to HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, and LinkedIn. Hi, my name is Vanessa, and today's video is going to be about governmental mansions along the Harnett County / complexes and them wanting to build more and already having approved these plans, is my understanding, plus the taxes that they want to increase and everything else. I have a lot of thoughts on this. And yeah, so Harnett County is a place you've probably owned in Harnett County, North Carolina. Some I'm going to touch on and a lot I'm probably not. One of the issues, and there are many, as I've discovered from going to the county commissioner meetings, watching the county commissioner meetings online, which you can as well. They're on YouTube, public for the whole world to see, as well as going to, you know, the local meetings here and reading the Daily Record newspaper. It's a local newspaper. It's basically a must read if you're wanting to know about local happenings, if you will. And I've discovered just the mountain of kind of like issues in this area of what's going on. And for such a small area, comparatively speaking to other areas, there are so many shenanigans going on around here. I mean, it's just really mind blowing how many we're talking about here. So the first thing is, you know, I'm going to just mention right away is just the discrimination, the closed-mindedness, the open sense of kind of oppressive behavior I get. You know, there's just a lot of really unsavory dynamics at play that I certainly am not comfortable with at all. And, you know, it's also these issues are spreading like wildfire across parts of America. And there's a certain amount of psychological, social conditioning happening here where you have entire political campaigns being run recently, and I imagine currently in the near future, on this thing of like, no CRT, you know, and that stands for critical race theory, which no one had ever heard of until more recently. I know I never heard of it. And now it's become this thing where it's kind of like put everything underneath this umbrella that could possibly help bring about civil rights, equality, respect, dignity to minority populations, which simply means people that are underrepresented in their community. This could be a lot of different types of individuals in various communities across America. And so it's very bigoted. It's very much about being very closed-minded and whatnot. And it's become this thing where there's a lot of legislation throughout the country. It's being introduced. It's very, I'm from Florida, so DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, is currently in office there. And, you know, there's legislation that is out there that I'm not sure if all of it's been passed. Some of it has. I think some of it may be pending. I'm not sure if it got passed. But it's basically about being against diversity education, right? And so there's a lot of words now that I really consider to be like epithets, essentially, that are very derogatory, disparaging remarks being made. So whenever anyone such as myself tries to talk about diversity education, now it's being countered with indoctrination or, you know, calling people like me communist or a Marxist or, you know, there's, you know, the flying of the Confederate flag where I live in this rural area and parts of the rural North Carolina area. In fact, I saw one going to a medical appointment the other day. And, you know, these same people, some of them will, you know, refer to that as patriotism when in reality there's a lot of bigotry here. And so there's just a lot of, it's increasingly overt discrimination happening. And it seems to be targeted a lot at local government and school boards. And like I said, you have entire campaigns now being run on these types of platforms. And what's interesting is that the local elections historically and even currently in my area are very low attended, like very low turnout for voters. The constituency does not turn out for these local elections. A tiny number of them in my area do. I mean, you'd be shocked. The overwhelming majority of the people do not turn out, Which then makes me wonder if the people that are being elected are even truly representative of the constituency as a whole, if most of the people that constituents are not turning out to vote. And so I'm not sure. I feel like a lot of people don't know how to go about learning about the candidates quickly or participating in local government or voting at all. They definitely don't make it easy in America to vote or to learn about candidates in many cases. I feel like this is largely intentional. And I view this also as a way of kind of disenfranchising and marginalizing people further. And no matter what, you know, demographic the person is, I just see in Harnett County just a lot of people that I feel, based upon what I'm observing, seem to feel pretty disenfranchised and marginalized and just kind of like a why bother attitude. I know when I interact with the government, you know, I've lobbied Congress for like 10 years regarding veterans issues. I feel like I've gotten absolutely nowhere. Fortunately, laws have been passed that I do favor, though. Don't think it had anything to do with me. But even when I go and have spoken at these local county commissioner meetings in Harnett County, I feel like I've been just completely dismissed and ignored by the majority of the people there in positions of power, with the exception, I will say, of the county manager. Did want to speak with me at that first meeting I was at, as well as Barbara McCoy, one of the commissioners. So got to give credit where credit's due. And in fact, Barbara McCoy is the only commissioner in Harnett County that I at all support remaining on the commission. It's my opinion based upon my research and observations that the rest of the commissioners in Harnett County need to go. Now, we just had an election here on May 17th. And then before that, there was early voting and mail-in ballots. And, you know, there will be another part to that election in November. But basically, based upon the election, some things are going to stay the same, which is good on the Harnett County Commission. And some things are going to change for, like, the worst. So there's, like, no good, no real positive changes. I think it's going to get much worse in Harnett County before it gets much better. I think in about 3 years is going to be when things start to change due to the demographics. There are a large number of subdivision developments being developed right now and have been approved. And, you know, for me, that's like a positive thing because they're going to bring in, which they don't realize, these politicians are going to be bringing in more people like myself, more people that are open-minded, more people that are educated to understand the importance of inclusiveness and diversity education and other things. And so that is something that's going to backfire on a lot of these politicians because they're about to be run out of office, to say the very least. This isn't going to fly, the behavior that they're exhibiting and campaigning on currently. So things are going to definitely change in the next, in a few more years. So, you know, they can savor the time they have in their political offices because it's going to be counting down on them that time. They're going to be voted out shortly. So I'm very much look forward to that time frame. And I have also look forward to seeing who may run in the future in these local elections. Things will definitely need to change. And, you know, this whole county is setting itself up for failure, as well as surrounding rural North Carolina counties, by voting in people that oppose, you know, basically treating people with the respect and the dignity that they deserve to be treated with. Okay, so I want to get into some things I wanted to share that have really been on my mind. So this right here, Okay, so this right here is a image of the Harnett County Courthouse. Let me see if I can do this a little bit better. Okay, that's the Harnett County Courthouse. And let me see if I can do a little bit different here. Okay, I'll do it like that. Harnett County Courthouse. So basically, this is what I refer to as a governmental mansion slash complex. So I don't know how many years this has been here for. I know since 2016, for sure, I recall this being here. 2017, I recall it being here, actually. I assumed it was winter 2016, was probably here as well. And basically, it is very fancy. This courthouse is, I call it kind of an industrial complex. I actually think I have, yeah, a piece of mail, and they actually call it the Harnett County Government Complex. So it actually is referred to as a complex, and it reminds me of an industrial complex. And this was all taxpayer funded. So let me go ahead and share another screenshot of this. Now, kind of get to my point of like why this is matters, but basically, a lot of money was spent. I'm certain of it because this stuff costs a ton to pay for, to construct, to basically come up with these buildings, right? This is the front of the courthouse. Now, on the right-hand side and on the left-hand side, there's more expansive components to the complex than just that one piece. And it is beautiful. It is gorgeous. There's no doubt about it. I don't want to know how much it costs to construct. Probably costs less back when it was originally constructed than it would now, because building costs and everything have gone up substantially. And then let me show you another one here. Another example of taxpayer money at work on these governmental mansions is what I like to refer to them as. I'll show you this one. Okay, here we go. I mean, this picture is pretty nice, pretty good photography. And this is all sourced from the governmental websites. So this is the Harnett County Sheriff's Office. I've actually been inside this building. Also, all these buildings are really nice and really fancy. And they really do feel like governmental mansions. And the reason I bring this up is because of the fact that the local Harnett County Commission and their county manager people basically proposed and then approved. Basically, it was proposed by the county manager people and then approved by the commissioners, basically to construct more governmental mansions/complexes. Okay. And keep in mind, when you build things like what I'm showing you in this picture, it costs so much money, not just to construct them. The bid I heard that they accepted on, which is publicly available information on their YouTube channel, Harnett County YouTube channel, was in excess of $1 million. That's right. In excess of $1 million for the newest government compound, which I wasn't even clear where it's going to be built exactly. But yes, in excess of $1 million. Okay, so they just brought in, they said, I heard on the last, let me stop sharing this, on the last meeting, commissioner meeting at the end of it, just over $3 million it's projected in new tax revenue, because they basically increased everybody's taxes, long story short. And they want to raise taxes again, an extra, like, I'm not even getting into the weeds with it because it would be so confusing, but basically they want to do another tax hike on the locals, okay? And you basically have people in this area that are living very humbly in very humble homes. That is the average person that lives here. The average person lives in Harnett County currently as I record this video, and I know because I drive around and I see what's going on, cannot afford to live in a mansion, okay? So I just want to show you, this is the Harnett County government page for the YouTube channel. And in here you will see they've got all the most recent meetings that they've had. And they have the recaps, but I recommend if you're going to look at it, look at like the real meetings. And yes, they're long, but keep in mind, if you see a 2 or 3 hour one, it's because like the first 30 minutes frequently is just them waiting for the meeting to start with a slide on the homepage. So you can just like fast forward through that and get straight to the point and skip around. And so that I also included in the description of this, depending what platform you're on, if there is a description allowed, they direct link to the Harnett County Government YouTube page. So you can look it up and go directly there. But the reason I mention all of this is because the average Harnett County person lives in a humble home, lucky to have their basic necessities of life met. Right now, we're in almost 100 degree heat, so like 90 something degrees outside, and it's going to be that way for the next number of days. There are people in Harnett County who don't even have working air conditioning. That's right. I don't know how they're going to survive this period of time. I don't know where they go. I don't know what they do. There are people out here in Harnett County that are living like destitute. They're living in homes that look like they should have been condemned a long time ago or have been condemned. Okay. They're living in homes that by any reasonable person's standards, much less legal standards, is likely not to be fit for habitation, people living there, humans living there. I mean, there are homes in Harnett County where the dog shelter looks nicer than what some of the humans in Harnett County or North Carolina are actually living in. I mean, that's how bad the situation is. Yet they see fit to increase taxes on these people every chance they get. And I truly believe that they're getting over on these people. I truly believe it in Harnett County, North Carolina. I really do. And I've told the government officials so much because I've really looked into this matter about the taxes and about what they're doing with the money. And I don't agree with it at all. They need to be stewards of this money. They need to be managing it responsibly. They need to be, being really responsible with the money. And I just don't see that happening. They get a ton of federal funding into this county, and there's a total lack of regard for federal civil rights laws. I know that there are people in this country, you know, that are elected leaders trying their best to chip away at those already incredibly weak laws. And, you know, being here, you know, I'm definitely affected by the lack of respect for humans that they have out here in Harnett County and rural North Carolina. And they spend so much money out here so quickly. Like, they are spending more money in Harnett County, North Carolina, faster than they can get it their hands on it. Like, literally. I mean, that's what the last meeting at the very end was about. It was like the county manager was basically explaining, and you can see it, I linked it in the description below, that basically they spent all this money, and they're going to need more money already. Like they're already behind, it sounds like, the power curve, so to speak, on cash spending for taxes. And that's wild to me. I mean, like, where I live, this is like the county's broken up into smaller components. And like, I and others have, I mean, I didn't verbalize this because I had so many other grievances, mostly pertaining to civil rights issues. But like, I was thinking, and I've heard other people verbalize that, like, the taxes are going up, but the quality of life isn't. For real. Like, we're not getting any of this tax money coming into our communities to improve our communities. For example, we don't have certain things that we need to make it safer in our communities and to make it more marketable inside of our communities, just for even the people that live here, essentially. And that's a serious issue. You know what I mean? There was a lack of attention to just like basic quality of life issues for the citizens, the average citizen of Harnett County, in my opinion. And this is my also direct experience living in this community. And, you know, the commissioners, most of them don't care, in my opinion, at all. I mean, I see their behavior. I've been reading the Daily Record, the local newspaper. I included some links directly to the newspaper so you can check out some of those articles. You'll just be blown away by them, I swear. They're just amazing. And I also included a local advocacy group, which are advocating for some other things that really are separate from the issues I have. However, I feel like it all kind of is overarching because it has to do with respecting humanity, in my opinion, and respecting people that live here. And so I feel like these issues are overarching in many ways. And so, you know, I linked the advocacy group advocating about some environmental concerns, in the description of wherever you're watching or listening to this. They have a website and a Twitter page and a Facebook page and a YouTube page. And I only was able to link the YouTube page, the Twitter page, and the website. I'm not a real big fan of Facebook. And I, because they block anyone who's not on Facebook from looking at a Facebook, like, I can't even really navigate it because I'm not on Facebook. So anyways, didn't link that, but I linked the rest so you can kind of get a gist. And also while I'm at it, I'll go ahead and share their YouTube page that I got a little screenshot of it. Okay. And I can show you what that looks like. But basically they went to a meeting, did a really good job. And they went to a county commissioner meeting, and these are some of the videos here from the meeting, not all, but some. And there's some other local politics in there as well. And they really did a great job advocating for the environmental concerns that they had, essentially. And I thought that was really great, because a lot of times you don't see local citizens doing that. You know, so many people across America feel so disempowered that they are effectively silenced because they're so used to just being ignored. And the fact that they've been able to mobilize and efficiently and adequately advocate for themselves is really great. I think that they're on really good track to probably achieve some good things for themselves. So I think that's great. But anyhow, as it pertains to Harnett County, there is a lot of problems here. You know, they need to stop with constructing new governmental mansions, complexes, etc., that really do not serve the best interest of the Harnett County citizens, in my opinion, that are living in very humble houses and not mansions. Even once you spend that, you know, in excess of $1 million, from what I heard from the meeting at the county commissioner meeting, on constructing this monstrosity, which, by the way, the building prices are soaring, so I imagine it's going to cost even more, probably, because the lumber's gone up and everything's going up in cost. And there are people who have been building homes who stopped building homes because the cost of construction was just soaring. So they pressed pause on the project. But here in Harnett County, they probably won't press pause, in my opinion. They're probably going to just tax us more and say, oh, we got to pay for this supersized industrial complex because it's so important, when it's really not. And then once they build their, you know, part two of their industrial complex, or part three, whatever they're on the building these days, because it's gotten even bigger, I've noticed recently. Because I was out of town for a while and then I came back, and I think they built, I mean, I recognize that they built something new while it's gone, that complex of theirs. They just keep building it out there. And then they have to like air condition it, okay? And they got to maintain it. And the floors in this thing are nicer than the floors in most people's homes. I mean, the floors, I went to the clerk court today to look up some records because I was trying to see what was going on, you know, around Harnett County. The floors in the clerk of court's office are nicer than the floors in some of the rooms of my home. Okay. That's what we're talking about here. All right. And yet they want to take more of my money and the money of the people around here in this humble community so that they can go pay for some fancy floors in their governmental mansions over there in Harnett County complex. And I got a really big issue with that. I do. They need to humble themselves here in Harnett County government. Okay. They need to become humble. And that is not happening right now. Instead, we got a bunch of useless government employees, you know, taking up this tax money. And there are a lot of rooms for cuts of employees right now, I've noticed, in some of these administrative offices. I mean, I met a couple of employees in one of the offices, which will remain unnamed for the purposes of video/podcast, that could easily be have their employment terminated for cause, okay, in my opinion, based upon my direct experiences. And, you know, you have these other employees, you know, someone close to me saw some of them just sitting around doing a whole bunch of nothing in one of the offices, just enjoying the luxury of air conditioning in this hot, you know, increasingly soon to be summer heat. And, you know, you got these people out here in Harnett County, some of them struggling to feed themselves, house their families, have air conditioning if they're lucky enough to even have it out here. And, you know, for a period of time, I didn't even have air conditioning. So it's just like, you know, there really needs to be representation in this government over here in Harnett County. And I just don't see it. And so I just see an overall just lack of respect for humanity in the Harnett County government and of meeting the people's needs in the Harnett County government. And a lot of things need to change. And I will also conclude this with saying, you know, there's a lot of talk about like access to justice and whatnot in America, and that's great. But the facts of the matter is, in most states, include Harnett County, North Carolina, and North Carolina as a whole, there's a real issue with access to justice. There are a lot of intentional decisions made to prevent legal tech companies from being able to take over, basically, and increase their and expand to increase access to the legal system so people can get their basic legal needs met, like divorces, child custody issues would be great examples. Landlord-tenant issues would be great examples. There's a ton of examples I could give that people have problems every day of their life. There's a ton of things from within the legal industry being done to constrain expansion, to prevent expansion from actually happening to meet people's needs. And so there's this talk, like I see in North Carolina, about you know, access to justice. But the reality is very people saying things like that are preventing it. And it's more of just a making themselves look better than what they actually are. The reality is that there are a small group of people profiting off the misery of many people in the legal industry and profiting off of the dysfunction of it as well. And, you know, there is supposed to be 24/7 access to public records, as well as other areas of the legal system, court system, coming soon to Harnett County, North Carolina, as well as other counties I found out today. I think this is coming from the top down in North Carolina State, but I can't be for sure. It's just me speculating. It's my opinion based upon information I received today. But, you know, they're saying it's going to be who knows how long before that happens. One employee told me 6 months to 2 years. Another person told me they basically had no idea. They seemed very flustered about it. And the reality is this is 2022. This should have been dealt with already. This should be a non-issue. It should not be an issue that this is continuing onward forever, basically. You know, like, that shouldn't be happening where, you know, you have to go right now if you want to access court records. You have to go in person to Harnett County, North Carolina Governmental Mansion Courthouse that I just showed. You have to sit down at this computer and get onto their software program, which honestly reminds me of something of a 1980s, early 90s movie. And then, like most of the people that work in the Harnett County Clerk of Court section, don't know how in Harnett County, North Carolina, in the clerk court section to utilize the computer to look up the records. So most of them don't know how to teach a member of the public how to utilize that system at all. There were multiple employees, because I kept asking questions to try to get started on how to use it, that came out that were very confused. Finally, I think a supervisor came out, was also confused, but was able to figure it out enough with me to walk me through kind of the basics of accessing it. Now, if I would have found a record that I wanted to save, then I have to have a person there that works there look it up, and then you got to pay money to get copies of it, basically. And I forget the exact dollar amount, but I mean, it's like gas is super expensive now. Then they want you to pay for paper copies of these records, which should be accessible from anywhere at all. I mean, they're called public records, so they should be accessible to the general public. And currently, that's just not the case. Like, if you have to drive to the county courthouse during their super limited banker hours, basically, and go through all the steps I just mentioned and pay all these fees, that, in my opinion, is not public records. That, in my opinion, is not accessible to the public, not at all. So, you know, and then also, even when you figure out how to use their super archaic software, which, God help you, God help anybody if they're going to tell me that's a 2022 system, because that looks like a 1980 system to me, okay? It looks so old. You know, they don't even have the records in order. So like a 2006, like, record, government record, could be next to a 2020 government record. And then you got to click through all this stuff to try to see what it is and if it even pertains to your search. And, you know, I found some different things, but I question whether or not the system that I looked at is even accurate now, up to date or not. So anyways, that is some information on Harnett County, North Carolina. Yes, I know it's probably way too much information, but boy, ladies and gentlemen, if you are like moving to Harnett County, North Carolina, listen up. This information is going to start mattering to you more likely than not. Okay, I wish you all the best, and I hope you have a great day. Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, and LinkedIn.